Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Waking up this morning to horrible news out of New Zealand. So last night I get home from Queen City Rocks and my wife is watching TV. She said there's been a horrible mass shooting in New Zealand. Now that hits you at your core. I think as Canadians, it hits us even harder because I've always considered New Zealand to be like Canada's twin. Do you know what I mean? I think Canada and New Zealand, and I've heard that Canada and New Zealand have a lot in common.
Okay.
The people are very similar. 49 people were killed last night in this mass shooting at two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand, across town from each other. I believe there have been 48 people killed in homicides in New Zealand in total in the last year. 49 people were killed last night.
Terrible.
It is a horrible event, and it hits you at your core because I don't know about you, but I find myself to be confused. I just go, I don't know how people can hate that much and that strongly.
And it's around religion. Like, it's around religion. That's what it is. It's always in like a mosque or, you know.
It's not always.
Well, but a lot of times it has to do with that. I don't get it. The basis of religion, the basis is morality. It's love. It's peace. It's peace.
Yep.
It's peace.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
So we are confused once again, and it's sad. So our condolences go out to.
And the worst part of
anybody here who might have family there.
And the worst part of this is it just keeps breeding and breeding because of internet and social media. It does.
And
everybody's got to film it. They got to brag about it.
They released the name of the guy, but we won't say that, of course. But he broadcasted it to the internet as he was doing the shooting.
Yeah.
And there are two other people in custody right now, but we don't know their link.
Was the camera strapped to him, or was somebody holding the camera?
It was strapped to him, from what I understand. Yeah, I mean, and then, of course, now Facebook and YouTube and Instagram and all of these other social sites are you know, trying to make sure all footage is taken down from the internet. But then you get some people who want to, you know, proliferate it. They want it to get out.
I have no desire to look at it.
So they share it and they do all that stuff. And I don't understand that either.
I have no desire to look at that
stuff. No, of course not. Why would I want to see that? And it's not even that I don't want to see it. It's just out of respect. Why would you want, you know, to look at it? Out of respect for the victims. And then, of course, if you watch it, you're getting this guy's message out there.
Same as not broadcasting his name. That's a good point.
Yeah, so we'll never do that. But anyway, our hearts go out to the people of New Zealand.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I find the older I get, the smarter my parents are. Do you know what I mean? Like you find out the things they tell you. You slough off a lot of things they told you growing up, even in your early 20s when you become an adult or 30s. But the older I get, the more I appreciate my parents and the more I'd like to apologize to my parents. I would. And for this, for one reason, they always made me, the one rule they always made, I never got it. They made me clean my plate. They always made me, you clean your plate. Mm. There's kids, there's people that would love to have that food. Mm. And the other day, dude, my son and I were sitting at the table, and I barbecued three steaks, okay? Mm-hmm. Three steaks, made some fries, salad.
Okay.
He ate two of the steaks, half the fries, and all the salad, okay? Then we went,
then we went
to Wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Drove home, got him a drink, like a juice, a smoothie.
Yeah.
And then, then we get home, and we're watching a TV show together, and he goes, you know, I think I need a second supper.
Well, he's a growing
boy. Are you kidding me?
What did he have then?
Well, I heated him up some pizza and made him some soup. I guess where I'm going with this is I didn't realize, and we were a one-income family because of my dad. My mom stayed home with the kids. I didn't realize how expensive it is to have kids. Yeah. And how I took for granted. We had food in the fridge all the time, but I took that for granted.
So you would apologize to your parents for leaving food on your plate?
Leaving food on my plate and not just generally not appreciating what it took to put food in the fridge.
My daughter does that too. My daughter's at the age, she's 9, so she'll have a favorite food, and then the next week, it's not her favorite food. In fact, she hates it. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'll be like, oh, she's on a big pizza kick. All right, well, you know, I'll get her pizza.
Yeah.
You know, I bring it, and she goes, I don't like this. I'll be, what? I mean, I just bought that. I spent money on it. Eat it.
Yeah.
No, I don't like that this week. Ugh. And I don't, listen, look at me. I was never that kid growing up. I didn't ever say, ooh, food? No, I don't like that.
Anyways, what would you, if you had a chance, we'll let you do right here, 9361, if you can call or text. How would you apologize to your parents? What would you apologize for?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Here's a text. After moving out at the age of 16, a roommate and I used to raid my mom's freezer, taking steaks, roasts, and whatever looked good. She never says a word. However, it was the first time she'd been able to buy a quarter of beef.
Yeah.
Years later, when I brought it up and apologized and told her, she said not only had she known, but she thought, you know what? I'm eating right, and therefore never said anything and actually restocked some of the stuff I like.
You know, it's funny. I remember my mom telling me a story about when she was older, my grandma used to buy my mom groceries.
Mm-hmm.
That it was just, she was worried about her that she was fed.
Yeah.
My mom still buys me groceries every now and then. And I go, you don't need to do this. I am fine. I make money. It's okay. No. I got to make sure you're okay. But you've apologized to your parents?
Yeah, I was a piece of crap kid, a liar, and a thief until I was, you know, out of the house at 17, 18, and still bad until 19, 20.
Do you have kids now?
Yeah, so I got a 15-year-old, and my parents always laid the line on me, I hope you have children like you one day. We were sitting in the vehicle watching my son play ball one day, and I looked over at my mom and I said, I'm sorry for absolutely everything I did. I said, please remove the curse. I said, please.
I always wondered why my parents worried so much, you know? And then you have a kid and you understand it. You go that you know that like a child is just a piece of you. They're like a limb.
It's ongoing every day, every hour, every minute.
And it doesn't stop when they're on their own either. From the time you have them till the time you're done being a parent, you're worrying the whole time.
I know my mom still worries about me constantly, you know?
It's a daily grind.
Yeah, it's an honor and it's a burden, right?
The cross I don't mind bearing.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Got this text from Nancy at 936 Wolf. I apologize to my parents for climbing out my window and partying when I was a teenager.
God.
And Dallas sends one in. Stole $200 from my mom that she left laying on the counter. Ooh. Said I had no idea where it went. I apologized later, some years later.
So. I look at that too. Stealing money from your parents is kind of like, That's pretty low.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I ever did that. I don't think I ever got to that point, but I would like to apologize to my parents for one thing. Living in a small town is different than living in a city.
Right.
In the city, you have that anonymity. In a small town, you don't. Whenever I would do something, the whole town knew.
The damn McDonald's kid.
And the parents kind of walk around with a little bit of a scarlet letter, right? So I would like to apologize to my parents for every time a police car pulled up to our house.
Ooh, were you that bad?
For every time they heard about a certain ticket that I may have received.
Mm-hmm.
For every time I may have done something that got back to coworkers. Because the thing is, my mom worked at the bank, and my dad worked at the mine. Those are Gossip Central.
Two central hubs right there.
And I would also like to apologize to my parents for anything I've said on the air that has somehow affected their day-to-day life, which happens quite
a
bit.
That's easy. You just tell your parents not to listen. I've trained them.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
We had a little bit of fun here in the office with a certain tradition that we have. So,
we do.
Yeah.
Cabbage bowling. So we, cabbage bowl,
what we do is we grab a hallway here at work right before St. Patrick's Day, and we set up some pins, and we bowl them down with heads of cabbage, you know? And it's fun.
And it's a mess.
It is a mess, yeah.
And just as we're starting to set up the pins and get the cabbage going, our engineer Bob, Fun Bob, anti-Fun Bob, walks down the hall. What are you guys doing?
Yeah. We got her done.
We got her done. Yeah. We cleaned it up. Mm-hmm. We did all the cleaning ourselves this time, not our cleaning staff.
Uh-huh.
And thanks to Brock for helping film it.
Yes.
And just looking back at the video, I did a better job. I won this year, so I'm up 2-1.
Yeah, I didn't do too well yesterday.
No, you missed the entire... Like, we're 10 feet away, and you missed all six pins.
I was getting too fancy with my wind-up and stuff. Yeah. But it was fun. So the video is on our Facebook page, and you can go see it now, but... I need to give everybody a little heads up. Don't just do this in your office. Some people look down upon it, and it does kind of stink.
No, I encourage you to do it in your office. It's a good way to kick off the St. Patrick's Day weekend. It gets everybody in the mood.
Yeah, and I mean, you're probably going to lose your job because you're going to be drunk on the weekend anyway.
Yeah,
so you might as well lose it before the weekend. Then you don't have to worry about it. It's not hanging over your head,
that's
you know?
Right.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So I'm going through doing some, you know, spring house cleaning, going through some stuff, going through some old box. At the bottom of a box, I find this card that my grandma gave. My great grandma, Christina Graf, gave me this card. Uh-huh. She wrote it in February of 1980.
So and the thing found it now.
Yeah, it's 39 years old. I've got it. I'm actually using it as a kind of a. I put it, save my page in this book I'm reading right now. Right. I want to frame it.
She sent it to you when you were 45 years old.
No, that's a long time ago. Seven, man.
Oh, seven.
She's asking, I put it up on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Because to me, that's a priceless keepsake. It's like, and in the letter, I love my grandma. Haven't seen yous in a while. and what's funny is she lived in Labrette. Haven't seen yous in a while. It's been a cold winter. That's 45 minutes away. Like, I got to ask my parents.
Horrible.
I thought we loved my great grandma, which anyway. We're horrible people. And her daughter, my grandma, lived in Indian Head. She goes, haven't seen your grandma ball lately either. It's like, okay, what's going on here? I got to dig a little deeper. But anyway, she goes, I've enclosed the dollar for you. Please find enclosed $2. One for you and your brother, Chad.
So your sister wasn't even born yet.
No, she wasn't even born. My sister wasn't even a thought.
Wow.
My brother was only three, and I was seven going on eight.
What'd you spend the dollar on?
I don't. My brother probably got it because he's got everything. But anyway, that is an... I'm going to save that.
Right.
And on the back half, she wrote a message to my mom and dad, too. So, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, what did it say? Your kids are horrible?
No.
You guys should come visit me?
That's what
I'm still alive?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
My most cherished items in my house are the things that can't be replaced. You know, I know you were talking about that letter from your great-grandmother. I have a guitar that my grandpa bought after World War II, and my brother actually had it refinished.
Wow.
And he gave it to me as a gift one year, and that is up on my wall, and that will always be one of my most cherished items. Also, I have my dad's hard hat. My dad passed away a few years back, and I still have his hard hat from the mine, and I keep that up on my wall. It's always hung up on my wall, sitting there right above the bar, actually.
So wow, that's cool, man.
I'll always keep
those
it
are
there.
Two great ones. Yeah. B. Mishak on our Facebook page. I got a birthday card from my great-grandmother when I was three as well. There's something so special about having that connection, in your case, Ballsy, a million years later. Thanks, B.
And you know what's
but
sad?
But seriously, though, this is priceless. So
that what's sad is that's kind of going to go away because the art of written word is somewhat
going away.
Done.
Yeah.
So what you can't look at Facebook, like it's not going to be the same looking at Facebook messages 30 years from now, you know?
Brad Reese Dalrymple. My grandpa's really old stereo record player. I can't afford to buy any records, but the day I can, I'll constantly be using it for sure. And John Schmidt says, I have two keepsakes from my grandpa, who is my best friend. I named my son after him. Mm. I have his lifetime membership scrolls from he got from the city when he retired. And I got his nameplate from his room from Pioneer Village when he passed away.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Daryl says, my mom was a civilian member of the RCMP. She got an RCMP leather jacket with the crest on the front. She passed away in 2004. It's something I'll cherish forever. And Teeny says, my most prized possession would be the photo of my grandma when she was about 2 years old, and she is standing on the ledge of the window of her sod house.
Wow.
The photos from the 1930s.
Prized possessions can be, of course, those from people who have passed in her life that are irreplaceable, but... It could also be something really interesting like this. Samantha Durash says on our Facebook page, I have a Beanie Baby that I got when I was in grade 2 from a girl I saved from drowning. She brought her mom to meet me at school, and she gave me her favorite Beanie Baby.
Wow.
At the time, I didn't even think I did anything worth saying thank you for. That's something to look back on.
It's an awesome story.
Malcolm Young says this, not Malcolm Young of AC/DC.
No.
Course, which if you have anything from his, that's a prized possession. Malcolm says this, when I was 10, I saved up my allowance money to buy Mario Kart 64. I still have the cartridge with the time trial times I got 20 years ago. Malcolm, why aren't you on there trying to beat those?
That is outstanding.
I would be trying to beat your younger self.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Good morning, Wolf.
Good morning. You guys are talking about most prized possessions.
Yeah, what do you have?
So my dad has passed, it'll be like 20 years in May, and he was an avid guitar player, and I have a song that he wrote and was playing the guitar and had a friend of his sing it. That would be mine.
So do you have a recording of it?
Yeah, I have a recording of it. I played it at my wedding for the song with that you would dance with your dad.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so that would definitely be mine.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I'm Chad.
I'm Ballsy.
Beware the Ides of March. That's what they say today, right?
Yeah, that's what, back in the day is when the Romans wanted the debt settled by March 15th.
Uh-huh.
It's also the date that Julius Caesar was assassinated. So,
I say beware the green beer. It can get you in trouble for St. Patrick's Day coming up on Sunday. Injuries happen frequently when you're on the liquor.
Yes, they say the average alcohol-related injury happens after about 8 drinks for guys, 6 for the ladies. Now, the type of alcohol linked to the most injuries for men is beer.
Yeah.
And probably green beer, like you said,
yeah,
this time of year. And women, it's vodka.
Okay.
Now, the 10 most common drinking injuries, I'll just give you a few. Top 5. Bruises, cuts, scratches, broken bones, and sprains.
Yeah, yeah. You know what it's going to be for ladies?
What's
definitely
that?
Sprains.
Sprains, yeah, the eye heel.
Man, I'm telling you, especially if you've ever been to Vegas, you know this, walking around, how many ladies do you see at like 3 o'clock in the morning just walking on the sidewalk barefoot holding their heels? You see,
it's amazing how they can get around.
I don't get it.
It's unreal. Mm-hmm. The body parts are most common to injure when you're drunk, your leg, your arm, your face, your hand, and your head. You've never had any?
Not that I remember.
Now,
doesn't say I haven't had any, but maybe it was a really good one.
I think you're okay now. The average drinker has had 2 drinking-related injuries, they say. Uh-huh. The most common age is 22, and then it spikes between 25 and 35.
Yeah, those college years.
That's right. Yeah. And 23% of us have started a drunken fight before. And
oh, yeah.
When asked why, the number one answer was?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
A drug smuggler out of Montreal didn't do things right. He followed his GPS from Montreal to Calgary. However, the GPS routed him to go through the American border. He did not know that. He had a whole pile of meth in his trunk. Busted at the border because he followed the GPS too much. And he was caught. But I'm like that. I am. I will follow the GPS wherever it tells me to go. Now you've got, of course, Google Maps.
Right.
So I will... I'll look at the Google Maps, especially if you're in a big city, and it'll tell you traffic flow too.
Like if it's hot, if it's backed up or whatever.
Yeah, right. And then it'll reroute you, so it'll tell you where to go if traffic's backed up.
Have you found that to work?
Yeah, it does work, but it also takes you through some really shady areas.
So make sure you got some gas.
We left the Coyotes game in Phoenix, and it was quite late at night, and we drove through the hood. But we got home quick, because you drive a little extra quick through there, too.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, we got to get going.
Yeah,
it's a little shady. You follow your GPS? You even have GPS?
Well, I have it in my car. Yeah,
do you even look at it?
No, I don't do that.
Well, if you're in Regina,
I know. No, actually, to be honest with you, wherever I travel, I generally know where I'm going. Like, if I go to Calgary, I know where I'm going. Edmonton, I know where I'm going for the most part.
Yeah.
So I don't really, but...
Never been lost.
Oh, no. I got lost. I got lost coming back from Minot once.
Huh?
I know. I took... You say, that's ridiculous.
You go on the highway?
Yeah, but I took a wrong turn, and I'm not kidding you. This is the true story. So I'm like, this doesn't look familiar. And we got the kids in the back seat. They're like 5 and 3, 6 and 4. They don't really not... And I don't have much gas.
Mm.
And I'm going past these oil derricks.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is not right. So then I go, I'm in this town, and I swear I'm in Hazard County, like in the Dukes of Hazard. The grass is growing over the grid road.
Right, yeah.
And I pull into town, and there's a lady. She's got three teeth.
Oh, man.
I'm not joking. One of them black. She's sitting on her step with her car up on blocks, and she's spitting into... I said, hey, I'm trying to look for, like, Canada, like... Oh, yeah, you're not that far away.
Yeah.
So I went right through the border. The border security guy was sleeping.
Oh, really?
Nobody uses that.
Holy man.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Good morning, the Wolf.
Hey, it's just me.
Hey, Wes.
Getting really lost. We rented a car probably 10, 15 years ago when we went to Disneyland with the kids. GPS was a new thing when you rented it, so we got it and we thought it was pretty cool. Because it's in miles, my brain's still working in kilometers, so it tells you to turn here 500 yards. I'm thinking 500 meters, so I'm...
Right.
I hit six wrong corners, and at that point, when this, even the GPS machine, I started thinking it was going like, recalculating, like, what the hell are you doing? And it was that point I was thinking, wouldn't it be cool to have an ex-wife or some famous guy do the GPS voice for you to tell you to piss off when you're turning wrong?
Morgan Freeman. You dumb Canadian. Maybe you should pay attention in yards, not meters. Andy Dufresne knew yards. He went through 500 yards of human fecal matter.
Bob Dylan, you're in the wrong corner.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.